When some artists in Dallas found out this summer that the city was planning to help the AT&T Performing Arts Center with its debt, they were not happy. Along with leaders from small and medium-sized arts groups, they began mobilizing opposition. They even rallied at City Hall.
And what do we think of the AdPAC bailout? Do we want it?
No!
Do we want the AdPAC bailout?
No!
No, because it creates class divisions in our arts community.
Despite their efforts, AdPAC will get help from the city. It wasn't a complete loss for the protesters, though. A much smaller amount of money has been found to support culturally specific arts groups, and the issue of cultural equity has been reinvigorated. But what exactly is cultural equity? Well, it means that all people, especially those who have been historically underrepresented based on race, ethnicity, or gender, are represented in the arts. Now, this doesn't mean showing a painting by an artist of color or performing a play from a minority playwright from time to time. It means bringing people of color into boardrooms and curatorial roles. And it means funding artists.
The fact is, we are still woefully underserved.
That's Vicky Meek. She's the former manager of the South Dallas Cultural Center. She's also a writer, an artist, and one of the leaders fighting for cultural equity in Dallas. She thinks Dallas should spend more public money on artists of color.
I think that's where the disconnect comes. When we start talking about cultural equity and racial equity in the arts, we are talking about having equitable dollars allocated to those arts organizations and artists that are doing this work that is specifically geared towards those communities.
The city gives money to the arts through the Office of Cultural Affairs. The OCA uses most of that money to take care of buildings. It manages 23 cultural venues, including the large ones like the DMA and the AtPac. Those large buildings eat about 75% of the OCA's annual budget. This worries Meek because those buildings house organizations that are run by mostly white boards that seem to serve mostly white audiences. It's especially troublesome since Latinos, African Americans, and Asians make up such a large part of the population.
We should be able to expect that our tax dollars can be spent on those things that are important to us, as well as the people who are white.
The director of the OCA, Jennifer Scripps, is aware that the boardrooms of large arts organizations don't reflect the city of Dallas. She says she's not comfortable with it either.
People know now that diverse teams are healthier, they are better problem solvers. So I think that when boards start to be able to have those honest conversations, it will make the institution better for it.
But she says her priority should be revisiting the city's cultural policy, which was written in 2002.
We are long overdue for a holistic revision of that. And other cities across the country have been doing this over the last 3 to 5 years. So Dallas needs to play catch up.
The city's cultural policy was created to ensure that all Dallas citizens and visitors have an opportunity to experience the finest in arts and culture. It provides guidelines for how the OCA should grant awards, run cultural centers, and balance the needs of small and large institutions. A new policy could do more to incentivize diversity, Scripps says. But the talk of redoing the policy scares Vicky Meek, who helped to craft it. She worries that hard-fought ground could be lost, but Scripps says she's not trying to reinvent the wheel.
I kind of live by the let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater form of management.
Scripps says there will be lots of dialogue with the community members about redoing the cultural policy.
I don't think that the OCA is fundamentally broken. I think we can go from being a B+ to an A+.
Artists say that until the issue of cultural equity is addressed, the Office of Cultural Affairs will never raise its grade. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.